Thank you. 158. Okay, what's that? The chapter's called here is The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. Is it? No, no, not this one. Okay, 18. 18 is The Lord's Visit to Sri Vrindavan. Okay, that's very close. I need to put my glasses on. Krishna Balam, Krishna Krishna, Sadhu Pangastra Parshadam. Now I see. All right. So, Krishna. What is it? 158, right? Doesn't look like there's a bookmark here, so getting there just now. 56. Okay. 68. Aha, here. So 68. Viprakahe Patanto Mar Patsar Dohai. Oh, what is that? 58. Oh, my goodness. 58. Oh, here. Very good. Premi Krishna Das Arashaita Brahmana. Ganga Tirapate Jaivar Vigya Duijana. I noticed that Chaitanya said time with the shlokas, we can, with the music and sing. Yeah? That's very nice. Premi Krishna Das Arashaita Brahmana. Ganga Tirapate Jaivar Vigya Duijana. Please chant. Veni Krishna Dasara Saita Brahmana Ganga Tira Pate Jai Bhar Vigya Dui Janu. Veni Krishna Dasara Saita Brahmana Ganga Tira Pate Jai Bhar Vigya Dui Janu. Veni Krishna Dasara Saita Brahmana Ganga Tira Pate Jai Bhar Vigya Dui Janu. Premi Krishna Dasara Saita Brahmana Ganga Tira Pate Jai Bhar Vigya Dui Janu. Oh, that's nice. Oh, okay, that's enough. But many shlokas to go. Anyway, we'll do the synonyms here and then move on. Premi Krishna Dasa, the devotee Rajput Krishna Das. R and Seita Brahmana, that Sanadiya Brahmana. Ganga Tira Pathe, on the path of the bank of the Ganges. Jaivar, to go. Vigya, experienced. Duijan, two persons. Who are these two persons? Premi Krishna Das and Saita Brahmana. This name is not given here. It's very secret. Or maybe he didn't have any name. There are many times mentioned here, the Saita Brahman, and every time, Saita Brahman, that Brahman. Okay. Translation. Both Rajput Krishna Das and the Sanariya Brahman knew the path along the Ganges bank very well. Where they are going? They're going to Prayag, right? Lord Chaitanya came from Puri to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan to going to Prayag. Is this, that's what happened? Somehow I was reading from the 157 also. Anyway, so 157 says, although we heard that the last time, I'll read it again. Eta boli mahaprabhure naukaye vashaya पार करी भट्टाचार्य करे चलिला लया. Saying this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit aboard a boat. After they crossed the river, he took the Lord with him. Naukate Pashaya. I was remembering the past times of Nauka, Nauka Vihar of Lord Krishna. In Vrindavan, Manasi Ganga, the Nauka Vihar takes place. I'm not so good at telling the story, this, but something like, in short, that one day gopis came with their pots of milk, yogurt, butter, whatever they have, and they wanted to cross the Manasi Ganga. During those days, Manasi Ganga was quite big, and so they had to take a boat to go on the other side. No boats were available, but there was one young man was sitting there. So he said, "Yeah, I can take you." So he started calling them. He go, come, I'll take you. Come. So everybody came to that because that's the only boat available. So Krishna was disguised. He was dressed as a boatman, but just had, he had a big feather in his foot and on his head. But they didn't recognize him. So everybody sat on the boat. So Krishna started going. As he went to the middle of the Yamuna, then Krishna said, "Well, there's something wrong here. You know, this boat is very old. This boat is very old, and somehow the water has started coming in. We have to do something. And because we have so many pots, so many of you having pots, these pots are heavy. So you know, the water is coming. Usually, it doesn't happen. And so now, so then they were afraid. Gopis were afraid. So what to do? Then the boatman says, you have to throw all these pots out, so the boat will be light and so water will not come. Otherwise you will all be drowned here. And then the gopis all requested, no, we cannot do that. Please save us. And then Krishna, the boatman, he's moving in such a way that it just looks like now we are going to drown, now we are going to drown. And then finally he comes the other side. Oh, no, what happens during that time? All the gopis are afraid. You know, they feel like now we're going to die, we're going to drown all. At that time, Radharani quickly goes and holds to the boatman. You know, please save me. No, you are the boatman, you know how to swim. So you save me. At that time, all the gopis say, why, Radharani, what are you doing? Why are you embracing this guy? The boatman. So at that time, Krishna revealed himself. Yeah, this is me, you know. So, nothing wrong. Radharani did the good thing. there must be much more detail on this, but I was just going over it quickly. So this just came in mind. So now, the Premi Krishna Das, it's Rajput. Rajput is people from Kshatriya kind of people from Rajasthan. Am I right?
Royal prince.
Huh? Royal prince. Rajput. Yeah. Put means the son of the king. Those type of people. Premi Krishna Das. Premi is Rajput, but somehow or other he had great love for toward Krishna. Love for Krishna. So he had always had this desire, if I can ever could associate with the great devotees. So he came and stayed in Mathura. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Mathura, and he started showing his ecstatic love. So this Premi Krishna Das, he came and joined Mahaprabhu. And in Vrindavan there is one more person who joined, not in Vrindavan, in Mathura. Is going to come just now. Yes, Sanodiya Brahman. Okay. So next one, let's try doing this. 159. Okay, let's read together, okay? That works better. Jaite ek vrikshatale prabhu savalaya vasila savara pata shranti dekhiya. Somebody read the translation, please. Anyone? So how far they have been walking, so they are so fatigued. Must be quite long distance. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down on the tree, giving Tashava means how many are them? How many are them walking with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who originally came from Puri, with Lord Chaitanya, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya had another associate Brahman, who would cook for the Lord and of prasadam. So these are four. Who are they? Balabhadra Bhattacharya and another, this Brahman, also not mentioned, I think the name is not given. And Sanatya Brahman and the Premi Krishna Das. So Lord Chaitanya, he sat down under the tree just to give him a relief, break. Okay, 160. Shai Vriksha Nikate Chare Bahu Gavigan Taha Dekhi Mahaprabhu Lashitama. Translation, please. Many cows grazing near that tree. So Lord Chaitanya is happy to see the cows. And if you read through the Chaitanya Charitamrita, many times whenever Lord Chaitanya sees cows, he becomes overwhelmed with ecstatic love. How that happens? I'm not sure how that happens. But probably I could say he was remembering his previous life. As Krishna, I used to graze these cows. I used to drink their milk. You know, Krishna for 1 year, Krishna became their cow, for their cows, and enjoyed, drank milk regularly. And also, Krishna used to take direct milk. Not always, maybe that's some certain pastimes. The gopis are milking the cows. And while milking the cows, gopis are thinking Krishna. And see, they are thinking so much Krishna that they are thinking the milk what they're milking from the cow is not going to the bucket, the pot, but is sitting there. But it's directly going to Krishna. Because of their thought. And you can see, maybe we have seen the picture, Krishna is sitting there and directly the milk is going to Krishna's mouth. So, who knows, maybe Lord Chaitanya is thinking all this, he becomes so ecstatic due to love. In Bhagavatam, it says that Sri Sukadev Goswami also, he would go to Grihastha's house and he would wait until the time of milking the cows. I mean, maybe 5-6 minutes. The Indian cows don't give big milk, a lot of milk, as you know. So maximum 5 minutes, 6 minutes, one can milk the cow, and that much time. Sa godohana matram hi griheshu griha medhina. Godohana matram. So it may be that he goes to a certain house where there are so many cows. So the house, the man, the master is milking the cows and he's just waiting. If they offer me a cup of milk, I'll be fine. Otherwise, I just want to see how the milking is going. And while milking, Radha Govinda Maharaj used to say, he said that while seeing the milking, while watching the milking, Sukadeva Goswami could remember the pastimes of Krishna. How Krishna would bring the cows and then serve them and milk them, all that. So how close relationship that Krishna had with cows. He was always... Actually, I think it's the Padma Purana, one shloka says, Krishna wishes this. Gavo me purvatah santu, gavo me santu prishtatah, gavo me paritah santu, gavam madhye vasamyam. So Krishna, this is his wish. And he likes to be around the cows. And he likes to be surrounded by the cows. He says, may there be cows in front of me. May there be cows behind me. May there be cows all around me. And may I reside just in the center of the cows and surrounded by the cows. So that's the Krishna. So maybe Lord Chaitanya is thinking all that. I have such a great fortune of serving the cows in Vrindavan. Krishna is wishing many things, actually. In Bhagavad Gita, you know what Krishna is wishing? Anybody know?
Sarva dharma
That's his order. That's his order. He says, you know, you should give up everything and come to me. Mahamekam saranam braja. It's imperative. Braja. Like agacha. That's imperative. But his wish is that people should know me. I wish that people know me, understand me. Mam tu vedana kashta. I know everything. I know past, present, future. And I know each and every living entity. But nobody knows me. I wish that at least somebody knows me. You know, people try to know. That's Krishna's wish. Yeah, so if you try to know him, then Krishna is happy. You know, Krishna is happy. He says, at least somebody is trying to know me. And then, dadami buddhi yogam. If you try to know him, then Krishna gives you a transcendental intelligence. So that, utilizing that transcendental intelligence, you go back to Godhood. That's great. So therefore, Krishna is wishing, Krishna is always desiring to somebody at least try to know me. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Thousands of people may try to achieve the perfection. Among those thousands attaining perfection, and hardly anybody, kaschin mam deti tatvata. Hardly anybody knows me with truth. So, okay, we are on this path. So we are trying to know Krishna. Somehow or other, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we know some extent. We know about Krishna some extent. So that's why we continuing this discussion every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So by discussing every day, one day we get there, understanding Krishna. Okay, now so. Text number 161. Okay, let's read together. Achambite ek gopa vamsi bajailo suni mahaprabhur mahaprema vesha hoilo. Just listen, please. So Lord Chaitanya, while he was observing cows and expressing his love. So one of the gopa, one is the our boy, plays a flute. It may not be directly Krishna, but some boys learn how to play flute and they can play. So immediately the Lord was struck with ecstatic love. Now 162. Achetana haya prabhu bhumite padila mukhe fena pade nasaya swasarudha hoila. Translation. Filled with ecstatic love, the Lord fell unconscious to the ground. He foamed about the mouth and his breathing stopped. Hare Krishna. So this is the symptoms of love. And you know, you become unconscious, you have a form in your mouth, and you almost look like a dead person. There are many more symptoms, many different ways. You may sweat excessively, you may shiver like a cold. I think one time I was sitting here and giving class, the doors were all open, I was shaking like. You can shiver out of love, not because of cold, out of ecstatic love. So, and also, if you are in the transcendental in bhava, in that stage, you may talk kind of nonsense. You talk something that doesn't make sense at all, and you may cry, you may laugh, you know. Kachit Hasrati Vaikuntha. In the past times of Prahlad Maharaj, it is mentioned. I forget the shloka. Gayati unmada un nritati loka bahiya. He can dance without any shame. Huh? Yes, exactly. Thank you. Evam pratasya priyanam kritya jatang raga kritajitta uchehi asatyato rodi tirodi gayati unmadavan nritati loka bahiya. As you can see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's past times also, you can dance like anything, and sometimes you will cry. I can't imagine how he says that, like Ganga's steams, you know, like the water falling from out, and, you know, streaming out from the eyes. During the Ratha Yatra also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes in that ecstatic love, he says, Jaja Gaga, he can't even say Jagannath. He said, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, like that. All those things. I would like to witness if anybody could, expose those kind of symptoms, just to see how that happens. How that starts. When I was young, I had one type of disease. What is that called? Epilepsy. In Hindi, it's called mrigi. I think in Sanskrit, it's also called mrigi. It's not a constant thing, the kind of sickness in your body. Is sometimes it comes, it attacks, like an attack of the ghost, you know. And then you may feel that something going to happen to me very soon. And, before you can tell anyone, you're already under the grips of that sickness. And then you may fall and you may make some kind of noise. I'm sorry? It's too far, yeah? So yeah, like so, then when that happens, you may be making some kind of noise, and then you may have foam in your, because you don't know what's going on, foaming mouth, all that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quite a few times he says that vyadi chale. You know, because if I have sickness, I fall in this condition. It's going to come soon here. Which one we did just now? Okay. So then, 163. Henaka letaha ashoya radasa aila mlecha patana ghoda haite uttarila. Translation. While the Lord was unconscious, 10 cavalry soldiers belonging to the Mohammedan Pathan military, cavalry soldiers belonging to Mohammedan Pathan military order rode up and dismounted. So they just arrived there and they had some doubts. So now they're asking in the next sloka. Prabhure dekhiya mlecha karaye vichar ei jati pasa chila suvarna apar. Translation. Seeing the Lord unconscious, the soldiers thought, this sannyasi must have possessed a large quantity of gold. Because his body was like looking like gold. So he must be made of gold or something. Suvarna Varno Hemango, Lord Chaitanya is looking like gold, melting gold. And because of caring, these people thought that because of having so much gold, he became goldish, golden. So there must be so much gold. And then, so they are just having this conception that this person must have so much gold in him. Then what happens? 165. These four rogues must have taken away the sannyasi's riches after killing him by making him take the poison dhatura. How many of you have seen dhatura? No. You have seen dhatura. Dhatura is not poisonous, it's intoxicating. It's a long, like maybe eight inch long flower. To the end is opens like that. It's a purple type of green, no, blue, purple, something like that. And after the, at the bottom of the flower there is a little fruit. That is one, when it's ripe, those who like to do it, they can eat it up. So it's as good as eating, smoking ganja. Shiva likes or not, I don't know. People who like it, then they do. Shiva likes Bilvapatram, that I know. But he likes dhatura or not. They say Shiva eats dhatura and he walks like a madman. I don't know. So these guys, soldiers of Muhammadan Pathan, they thought these people have fed him dhatura, so he became unconscious, and they want to kill him, so that they can take all this money, all this gold with them. This is the misconception they had. This is called okay. Then 166. तबे सही पठान चारी जनेरे बांधिलो काटिते चाहे गौड़ी है सब कांपिते लागिलो. Thinking this, the Pathan soldiers arrested the four persons and decided to kill them. Because of this, the two Bengalis began to tremble. Who are these two Bengalis? Yes, his assistant, Pallabhadra Bhattacharya. So, a little purport here. The four persons were Pallabhadra Bhattacharya, his assistant Brahman, Rajput Krishnadas, and the Sanoriya Brahman, devotee of Madhavendra Puri. So, these people were arrested over the. They tied them up. And then the soldiers wanted to kill them. And then, the Bhattacharya and his assistant Brahman, they started to tremble. What's going to happen now? And the other, Krishnadas, Rajput Krishnadas, Prem Krishnadas, they stood up. I mean, they were gaining a little more courage to oppose it. So now 167. Krishnadas Rajput Nirbhaya Se Bado Se Vipra Nirbhaya Se Mukhe Bada Dodo. Bada Dodo. Translation. The devotee Krishnadas, who belonged to the Rajput race, was very fearless. The Sanoriya Brahman was also fearless, and he spoke very bravely. So, since he comes from Rajput family, royal family, Premi Krishnadas, he managed to speak up. And similarly, Sanoriya Brahman also showing his courage. 168. Vipra kahe pathan tomar patsar dohaye chalo tumi ami sikdar paas jaye. The Brahman said, you Pathan soldiers are all under the protection of your king. Let us go to your commander and get this decision, get his decision. Patsara means what? It's Patsara and saying Badsara, it's the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, Patsara and Badsara. Badsara is the person holding big position. Badsara, like Allahabad, you know? Yeah. So Bad. So let's go and see what he would say. 169. Ei jati amar guru ami mathur brahman patsar age ache mor satajan. Patsar age ache mor satajan. This sannyasi is my spiritual master, and I am from Mathura. I am a Brahmana, and I know many people who are in the service of Mohammedan king. So he's just making the story, or maybe actually was there just to make him scared. So I have some people. I know some people already in the service of Badshah, the king. I can tell you. So, 170. Ei jati vyadite kabu hai namorchita avahi chaitana paive hai vishamvita. This sannyasi sometimes falls unconscious due to the inferior due to the influence of a disease. Please sit down here, and you will see that he will very soon regain consciousness and his normal condition. So they are explaining what exactly happened. Not that we fed him ganja or datura or anything. It just happens sometimes. Some kind of sickness is there. So he becomes unconscious. But just wait. He will come to his real in a sense, then you can ask him. And after asking him, you can kill him if you want to. You can kill us. You ask him, as soon as he wakes up, you ask him, and if that is true, you think that is true, then you can kill us. 172. पाठन कहे तुम्ही पश्चिमा माथुर दुई जन गौड़ी आठक एई कापे दुई जन. The Pathan soldier says, you are all rogues. Two of you belong to the district of Mathura, and other two who are trembling belong to Bengal. So they could recognize them. This, two of them are from the west part of India, and two of them from the east part of India. So they said, Gaudiya Thakur, he said. Mm-hmm. You're coming from the eastern part of India. You are Thak. Thak means cheaters, rogues, proper translation here. 173. कृष्णदास कहे आमार घर यही ग्रामे दुई शत तुर्की आछे सतेक कमाने. So Kavirāj, Rajput Krishnadas said, I have my home here, and I also have about 200 Turkish soldiers and about 100 cannons. What is cannons? Anybody know what is cannons?
Huh?
Oh, okay. They're ready to fight. Is that used for the fight?
Hmm.
Okay. Nice to have some kind of that kind of statement, just to scare them. Ekoni, 74. Ekoni asibe shavo ami jati fukari. Was that?
That's for next Saturday.
I'm sorry?
That's for next Saturday.
Oh, okay, I'm done, right? Oh, what is this? Oh, okay, that's right, okay. We're done. So here I want to mention that this Krishnadas, no, not Krishnadas, the Sanuriya Brahman. We're just making some notes on looking at this Sanuriya Brahman. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, on the way to seeing Vrindavan, visit to Vrindavan. So first of all, he took bath. What that place? Ghat there. So he took bath, and then he took a darshan of Adikeshava in Krishna's birthplace in Mathura. So after taking darshan, Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy. He was dancing, chanting. So at that time, so he was dancing, chanting and dancing vigorously. So the Sanuriya Brahman, he got to know, or he was always there. So then he recognized this person really have Krishna prema, you know, because he has some experience of it, since being the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he came and touched the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he also started dancing. So many times they would embrace each other, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Bolo Hari, Bolo Krishna. And they would just sing and dance, like that. So after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him one side and asked, you are elderly Brahman, but how did you receive this Krishna prema? So then he mentioned that many years ago, Madhavendra Puri has come here, and he blessed me by giving initiation, and also he accepted food from my home. So this Brahman also wanted to invite the Lord Chaitanya and his associates to his house and feed. So knowing this, that he was a Sanuriya Brahman, it must be that the Sanuriya is kind of a known title or kind of term, a certain type of Brahman. Even though he's a Brahman, but he's Sanuriya Brahman, so in the previous chapter it says, Yadyapi Sanuriya Hoy Sahita Brahman. Saita Brahman is that Brahman, which is the Sanuriya. So Sanuriya ghare sannyasi na kare bhojan. The sannyasis are not allowed, I mean they don't accept the food given by Sanuriya Brahmans. So also Srila Prabhupada in that purport is writes what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out, there's a long purport that I'm making a short, that in the western part of India, northwestern, that is basically Rajasthan, that area, Vaishyas, the business class of people, are divided into quite a few grades, categories, based on their business behavior. You do a high-class business or low-class business, based on that they are grades. So some are called Agarwala, in a different way you can say, but they are all, they are considered the high class businessmen. And the other ones are Kalwar, Sanwar, and so on. These are not considered so high class. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Agrawalas are the first class and others are lower class. So in Bengal, Yeah, okay. So he says that the priest who guides this Kalwar and Sanwar, because they are lower grade of the business community, the priest who guides the Kalwars and Sanwar are called Sanwariya Brahman. In Bengal, Prabhupada is there also. In Bengal, there's a category of people known as Suvarna Banik. And the priests who are dealing with those people, they are known as Sanuriya. And in India, there was some comment that I saw. In India, each part of the India, the Brahmins are known, given different titles. Let's say in Mathura or the Rajasthan, these people are known as Sanuriya. In Telugu, they're known as Velanaru. In Maharashtra, they are known as Konkan. In Gujarat, they're called Girnar, Brahmins. In Rajasthan also, they have Pushkarna, Brahmin. In Kanpur, North India, they have Kanyakubja, Brahmins. There may be other Brahmins, but these are particular types of Brahmins, Kanyakubja. And if you remember, this Kanyakubja comes in Bhagavatam also. Kanyakubja rija kashit dasi patira jamilaha namna nashta sadacharo dasya sansarga dushita. Ajamil was Kanyakubja Brahman. And he has been there since that time. He was a Kanyakubja Brahman. Supposed to be high class. I mean, it was, and he was, when he was younger, young age, he was Dvitiya Iva Bhaskara, and he was like a son, very brilliant person. He had all knowledge, but because of the association of this woman, he lost everything. That's how he became so sinful. So, and there are Saraswata Brahmins, and there is Maithili Brahman in Bihar. So there are many different types of Brahmins. And I can say, in Bengal, Thakur Mahasaya, if they see Brahman, they call him Thakur Mahasaya. Thakur Mahasaya, the Brahman is one who does the ceremonies, you know, yagyas and the other ceremonies. That's called Thakur Mahasaya. And the Brahman who is teaching, you know, giving classes to the children, that is called Master Mahasaya. Like, Master Mahasaya and Thakur Mahasaya, they call it. And if the same person does the both things, then he is both. He got a bigger title, Thakur Mahasaya, Master Mahasaya. in Nepal, there are different types of Brahmins. One type of Brahman is called Upadhyaya Brahman. He is more respectable, Upadhyaya Brahman. That title comes in my family also. So, they are more respectable. Upadhyaya Brahman? Oh, you Upadhyaya Brahman? Oh, wonderful. You know, Upadhyaya Brahman. So this the Sanodhya Brahmana, so he said that Madhavendrapuri came here, he blessed me, gave me initiation, and he accepted prasadam from my hand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately, he quotes from the sloka from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Yad yad acharati sreshtas tatta deve tarojana. So what happens, as soon as Sanodhya Brahmana says that, I was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately fell at his feet. He touched his feet. And then he got up, the Sanodhya Brahman got afraid. How is it possible? You're a sannyasi. How can you do that? I'm a fallen Brahmana. I'm a Sanodhya Brahman. Everybody knows. I'm not the high class Brahman even. You're a sannyasi and you're touching my feet? Not good. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. If Madhavendra Puri has accepted prasad from you, then it is It is the example that I should follow also. So I can also accept food from your hand. And then because you are initiated by Madhavendra Puri, you are as good as my spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya's guru, spiritual master, was Ishwar Puri. And Ishwar Puri was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. So in that case, he is as good as his guru, Lord Chaitanya's guru. Therefore, he is naturally falling at his feet. It doesn't matter, in the transcendental stage, it doesn't matter you are Brahman or not. Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Jai Guru Hoy. So since he was already full of Krishna Prema, so therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't hesitate to touch his feet. But he also, so when the Sanariya Brahman invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate to come and take prasad, the first Sanariya Brahman gave everything to Balabhadra Bhattacharya and he said, "You cook for the Lord." That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Is Madhavendra Puri have accepted prasad you cooked by you? Why not? You can cook for me also. So yad yada charati sreshta tatta deveta rojana. So yad pramanam kurute lokas tadanu vartate. So sreshta, the respectable the person, so whatever example they show, the other will follow. So in this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes that either you are high class Brahman or low class Brahman. That really doesn't really have any significance, because being Vaishnava is you are already Brahman. The Prabhupada also mentioned that being a Vaishnava, you are above that the position of Brahman. So once you are a Brahmana, you are above this the category Brahmana Vaishya, Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, because having that association of the holy name and association of the Lord's pure devotees, you become purified and you are not anymore in that category, in the transcendental sense. So the following, the same example, Srila Prabhupada, when he came here, he gave Brahman Diksha to the people of this Malaysia country, at that time there was many opposition from India, from his god brothers and people who were more in the caste system. How came these Mlechas, just a few days ago they were eating cows, now they become Brahman. So it's not just a few days ago. So they have given up because of the association and because of Ahituki Kripa that Srila Prabhupada has bestowed upon them. They have given up everything and fully dedicated their life in the service of Srila Prabhupada, a pure devotee, and the Lord. Therefore, there was he didn't hesitate, Srila Prabhupada didn't hesitate to give Brahman initiation to these so-called mlechas. And so, this is where Lord Chaitanya's words coming true. Kiva vipra, kiva niyasi sudra kyani noy, jai krishna tattva veta shai guru hoy. Since you know the science of Krishna, then you become acharya, you become guru. Guru means acharya. Acharya means you teach with the your own behavior, your own activities, practical example. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and instructed Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He said, Achara karane keho na kare prachar. Prachara karane keho na kare achar. Some people do preaching, but they don't really put that kind of practice in their life. But some people do practice, but they don't go out and preach. So now it's your turn. You practice that, and then you preach. So therefore, one who is preaching, before you preach, Srila Prabhupada and the purport of that sloka, Yadya Acharati Sreshta, he mentions this. He writes that one cannot preach unless one is practicing the same. He said a teacher cannot tell a student not to smoke if he himself is smoking. Right? So therefore, before you preach, before one goes out to preach, one has to practice this in his life, and one has to become strong in this practice. Then preaching becomes more effective, more fruitful. And we see, and the devotees who are practicing it very strictly, very regularly, they become strong in their sadhana, in their practice, in their spiritual life, and they can handle many things, in a practical daily life. They are effective preachers. They are able to do many more wonderful things. So I realized that I didn't have much to say in this topic exactly here, but whatever I heard from different sources, then I try to present it here. Is there any questions, any comments? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thumbs have to be always up, otherwise.
Any questions? What is that?
Oh, Pathan. Pathan is those they wear pagri. Are they coming from the Sikh family? I mean, Sikh. Muslims, okay, so how that happened? They are Muslims, but they are Pathan Muslim. Okay, are Khan also Muslim, right?
Muslim.
Yeah, okay. So Khan, Pathan, they have quite a few, I guess, many titles. So in that way, by the last name and by the title, we get to know who they belong to, where they come from.
Warrior class.
Huh?
Warrior class,
yes, Pathan.
Fighters.
Firefighters? No. fighters. I think if you know the, even Sikh people also keep always some kind of weapon in them, with them.
Dragon.
Yeah, dragon. Knife. Yeah. Like maybe they're Kshatriya. Blood there, so anytime something happens, you are ready to fight. You know. Any other comments on that? Yes?
I just have a question. Because they're all traveling together, wouldn't it have been pretty obvious that they were not rogues, that they were brahmanas? Wouldn't they have been wearing like saffron and not had like a whole lot of like possessions and stuff?
I didn't get it.
The soldiers call the brahmanas rogues,
yeah,
and they think that they've killed Chaitanya.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it have been pretty obvious that they were brahmanas? Like they would be wearing saffron and not have a lot of possessions and stuff?
Not all of them have saffron. Just Lord Chaitanya has saffron. And anything can happen. I mean, I think that's what they were suspecting. Anything could happen, you know. Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he was not wearing saffron. The Brahman didn't have. They all have the white clothes. So, Even, you know, like when Ravana came to kidnap Sita, however he was dressed. He was dressed like a sadhu, sannyasi. So anything can happen in the world, you know. So suspecting, you know, the suspecting is right, but the incident was not right. I would say, from their side, they suspected, okay, that could have happened. But in fact, that was not the case. So that's why, because they're fighters, they have to, you know, taking the situation that something would not go wrong. So that's why they are trying to fix the situation without really thinking and inquiring. All right. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
All encompassing, he is the embodiment of unlimited Brahman, all pervasive concept, all localized aspect of Paramatma, and he demands also the Sruti, the sadhus, they always encourage to surrender to him.
Mm-hmm.
And with him, the closest proximity, Brahmana is trembling out of fear. This is very mystical, isn't it? Like whole world has to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet for protection. And the person who is with him is trembling out of fear.
Yeah.
This is very...
Yeah, you could say it's irony. The Supreme Lord is right there, and then you're... You know, there was a question Parikshit Maharaj asked when Putana came to Vrindavan, right, to Gokul, to kill the children. Parikshit Maharaj was really afraid, and how is going to happen that Putana is going to kill Krishna also? Then the Sukadeva Goswami says, no, because the Supreme Lord is there, the Supreme Brahma. The Supreme Personality of God is present there, so nothing can happen. Nothing like Putana or her sister, her brother. Nobody can do anything because the Supreme Personality of God is standing there. He's presiding there, so nothing will happen. Don't worry. You know. So,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking also another point that. When Krishna is so busy with the coward boys and others, so he has an opposite contrary quality, mugdata and sarvagata. All knowing, also he is absorbed in relishing, expert relisher of transcendental love of Mela.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he painted, he is completely absorbed in his bhava. Is he aware that somebody needs help, protection, the sarvagata, or his only mugdata? It's like Krishna is so absorbed. Is he aware that in Alachua somebody is praying for him, for his protection? Or he is just busy with the coward boys or gopis, and just forget about Alachua. Who cares? No. No, both are there. Sarvagata and Mugdata. Because Lord Chaitanya is fainted, he is absorbed, he is the ultimate protector,
yes.
But person next to him is trembling out of fear from outside. It's like, where is he going to go? You want him to go to some police officer or something for protection? The ultimate protector is he. So this is a very mystical person.
Vividata. Vividata. Variegatedness. I mean, either, you know, you are.
Yeah.
The supremacy is there at the same time you are still existing. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, jai. Yeah, Abhigyanpur.
I was under impression that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to faint due to ecstasy and love of Krishna. But here in this, somewhere it says he fainted due to a disease And you also mentioned something with the epilepsy. So, did he have some kind of disease which
No, it's not. Yeah, because this, you know, how to explain, these guys will not understand. So that's why he said it's easy to say that, okay, I have attacked with the by a disease, that's why I've fallen conscious. But they are not wrong people. They are my associates, they are my helper. So that's why he tried to make them understand. They will not know what Krishna prema. I felt unconscious because of Krishna prema. What is Krishna prema? They would not know. So just to make them understand, he made this excuse that I had because of sickness I felt unconscious. Mrigi, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, in Hindi also that's the same? Mrigi.
There's one online comment from Mother Leela Padma Sikta. Okay. Pathans are from Kandahar, Ganda, present-day Afghanistan.
Repeat that again, please.
Mother Leela Padma Sikta says, Pathans are from Kandahar, Ganda, present-day Afghanistan.
Oh, Gandhar. So they're coming from Gandhar. Oh, okay. Nice to know. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Okay, that's it. Any more? That's it. Okay. Thank you. Jai Shri Prabhupada.